Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your GCT return for April 2015 is due today, May 29. Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding business persons who pay their GCT online to make sure that a return is also submitted, whether online or in office. In addition to the online option, taxpayers are reminded that payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices islandwide. Persons paying by check may also use the electronic drop boxes located in the main tax offices. Avoid the penalties. File and pay today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Zika virus has been on the lips of many Jamaicans following reports of an outbreak in Brazil and the threat to Jamaica. But how much do you really know about the virus? And what preparedness measures are being put in place in light of the threat? Find out in today's edition of Get the Facts. Zika is a disease caused by a virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. The Zika virus is similar to dengue with symptoms which include fever, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. Symptoms usually appear after the incubation period of 3 to 12 days following the bite of an infected mosquito. Symptoms last for 4 to 7 days. The Ministry of Health has been putting a number of preventative measures in place following a warning issued by the Pan American Health Organization regarding an outbreak of the Zika virus in Brazil and the potential for it to spread to other countries.
We have to be willing and ready to ensure we can detect the virus, we can manage the cases clinically, also that we are ensuring that we reduce the vector population, that's the Aedes aegypti mosquito, and then that we are keeping the public informed of the measures that they need to take and that the government will take.
Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Marianne Bullock Ducasse. She says already the ministry has been sensitizing medical professionals to deal with the virus.
We are already monitoring cases of fever and rash, and we are ensuring that we sensitize and train our medical professionals. This is a virus that has never been detected in Jamaica before. Therefore, our clinicians and our healthcare workers are not familiar with it. So we're making sure that they're aware of the signs and symptoms and that they know how to treat.
Additionally, the government will be launching an island-wide integrated cleanup and vector control program.
We are going to come very shortly with an integrated program in terms of a cleanup program, a drain cleaning and that kind of thing. But I think the citizens of the country must also take responsibility for their health, even as government must lead the process.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Teams from the Public Health Department will be going into communities to identify and destroy mosquito breeding sites as well as to carry out fogging. Members of the public are being urged to take personal responsibility in ridding the country of the Aedes aegypti mosquito that spreads the virus. Begin by getting rid of old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells and anything in which rainwater can settle.
Persons can remember that this mosquito, the Aedes aegypti, it breeds mainly in water that settles in and around homes, schools, workplaces, business places, in general where people live or congregate. So we want this to be a comprehensive effort involving all of society to ensure that we can reduce the vector that transmits this virus in case there's an introduction of the virus into the country.
Acting Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Marianne Bullock Ducasse, remember to play your part to reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.